for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Ms. Quince. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Victor Lawson. I was trying to find out, like, I was on unemployment before. Do I have to reopen the claim or?
When the last time you did a weekly certification?
It's been a minute.
Oh, yes, sir. Then that means there's a break in your claim. May I have your social?
426-532-419.
Repeat that last 4 digits for me.
2419.
2419. Okay, can you verify your name for me?
Victor Lawson.
Your date of birth?
6-23-85.
And your mother's main name?
G-L-A-U-D.
Okay, hold on a second for me, okay? She's quick. Okay, and yes, sir, you do need to reopen that claim there. Verify that date of birth for me one more time so we can start your application, okay?
6-23-85.
Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I'm good at comprehending.
Okay. What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Ma'am?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
You talking fast. I couldn't understand you.
I'm sorry. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the higher grade you completed in school?
The 11.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am, just ID.
Okay, may I have the ID number, please? Yes, sir. If anybody else ever asks you that, it's not a one in the front, it's an I, okay?
Okay.
Just so you'll know. Okay. I didn't know that until I started working here myself, so I just want to let everybody know that. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Veterans Prepaid Benefits Card. Which one would you prefer today?
Which one you think would be best? The card? You think the card is best?
It really just up to you, really. I just know the prepaid card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. So it's just really up to you.
Yeah, I'll take the card.
Oh, okay. And can you verify your mailing address for me?
My mailing address?
Mm-hmm.
It changed.
Okay.
It changed from
Ivory Lane.
112 Ivory Lane to, I changed it back to my mama address, 117 County Road 7.
You said County Road?
117 County Road 7.
Repeat that one more time, Mr. Lawson.
117.
City, state, zip code?
Greensboro, Alabama. 36744.
Okay. And what was that city again?
Greensboro, Alabama.
Greensboro. Okay. Let's see here. There it go. All right. Is your resident address different for your mailing address?
You say what?
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No problem. Sorry.
Okay. May I have your telephone number?
205.
Mm-hmm.
393.
Mm-hmm.
8153.
Okay, so that's 205-393-8153. Is that correct?
205-393-8153.
Okay, well, may I have your email address?
It's the law firm. 2090@gmail.com.
Okay, so I got your first name, last name, 1290@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So let me verify your mailing address to you. I have 117 County Road 7, Greensboro, Alabama, 36744. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
36744, yeah. Okay. So, Mr. Lawson, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 209 East Ridge Apartments, 2108 12th Avenue, 257 Old Loki Ferry Road, 414 Lee Road, 197, or never been associated with any of these addresses?
209 East Ridge Apartments.
Okay, based on your background, in what city is 3924 Berthadale Drive? Is it in Phoenix City, Pinson, Rangeville, Robertsdale? I've never been associated with this address. What was that?
I've never been associated with that address.
Okay, which of the following cities has a current or formal association to you? Enterprise, Cottondale, Bessemer, Dothan, or none of the above?
Cottondale.
Okay. All right. Have you worked since the last time you filed, Mr. Lawson?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Yeah, only Alabama.
Okay. Do you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yeah, I work for Jetco out of Mississippi. Jetco.
In the last 18 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just to let you know, since you told me that information, I must advise you that these wages would not appear on your first monetary determination they receive, that you receive. These type of wages will be requested by our agency. Once we receive the wages, they will be added to claim, and a second monetary determination with these wages added will be mailed to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
The federal government?
Uh-huh.
I don't know nothing about it.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification? They're kind of like a trade, Mr. Lawson.
A trade like what? Like?
Yeah. Military trade.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
Okay. And may I have the last day you work, Mr. Lawson?
I believe the day before you had to work. Hey, it was in November. Like, I think. It was the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Somewhere around there, the week before Thanksgiving. So I know we had a risk the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's your telephone number 205-393-8153, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.